the same time, there will be a feeling for me to hold on, make sure that the old tendencies do not come. That was for me. It's not necessary, like Mahmoud was saying. He said it beautifully. It's absolutely not necessary. If you got it, spit out at the teacher, but make sure you got it
before you spit out. Why would you not continue coming?
It's not about coming. What she was saying is that I might not be available. Oh, why would I not come?
Right.
You never know. I'm so going with my prompting, and I see it appearing now that there is always expansion in the universe. And when one thing finishes its purpose, which I don't know when, I'm not putting any date. It could go on for 10 days or 10 years. But when that finishes, you see that is fizzling. The surrounding is fizzling, not inside of that fire. And then when you move on, you see that the next chapter was actually what was needed there at that time. So definitely I'm homeless, in my opinion, of what's going to happen. I'm completely homeless. But I am getting certain, to be honest with you, certain hints of something is happening. I don't know what it is. It's been happening to me for 2 months, and I kept saying I feel spiritually pregnant. I had physical and stuff going on with it that it always happens. These are the signs that I'm very familiar with it now. So we'll see. But this, before I leave here and we distribute a delicious cake that was blessed by my teacher, I would like to say the month that I am not here, beside that you know who you are and stay in the high place, we are all divine. Do what we did tonight. Are you with me? Open this channel of heart to heart, where the attention, which is the link to ignorance and liberation, gets a chance to dip in, dip in, dip in, dip in. And then when I come back, by then you will have complete communion, those of you that are not as clear or as loud or as, if you practice it. If you don't practice it, it's not my fault.
So the Are You With Me is the prelude to the
Are You With Me. First, exactly what we did tonight. Are You With Me, if you're sitting down to do that, make sure you empty yourself of being somebody. And then ask that. But in the daytime, before you start the car, before you leave your home, before you say goodbye to your friend or to your wife or to your husband, for a second, like I said, I used to do it 200 times a day, you are walking with the presence, mm-hmm. consciously. Mm-hmm. Because it's like electricity, as I said before. What use is it if you don't know how to plug your light in it? So this, Are You With Me, is a connection as if you know where the switch is now. Be very faithful to this one practice and use the other tools as is needed. But this, at this point, I think is going to push us into a very receptive area
so
of connection.
So if you wake up on Tuesday, actually, it'll be your Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. In the wee hours, mm-hmm. you'll know you're with us.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we're here at 7 on Tuesday.
Yes.
And it's morning over there.
That's right. It is
so
a morning.
So if you wake up, it's because
yes.
you're connected
yes.
with us. So
yes.
think of us and go back to sleep.
You got it. I don't even have to think about you guys because it's... we're part of the same whole, but I will make a point of it to do that. Some people know that and they do it. A lot of people connect to every Tuesday night here. Their time is different, but they connect. The connection, is it necessary? No. But does it do things within you? Yes. Yes. So when someone is always in that position of abiding in the high place, no matter when you connect, you're connecting with that. You know, it doesn't have to be specific, but specific for now helps.
Can I help you?
There was this sign about the story about that. Sai Baba told a man that he would be healed if he showed up to darshan for 10 straight days. He'd show up in one group for darshan for 10 straight days. Well, I showed up for the first day, heard that, Baba left. So for the next 9 days, Baba wasn't there. But he kept it anyway. He showed up every day as if there was a darshan room. And when Baba came back, he was cured.
This is exactly so true, so true. You never know how the divinity gives you a sign. Show up, mentally show up. Wherever you are, acknowledge that moment. Even if there is not a class, at that moment acknowledge it and see what happens. All the experiences come back. We have our center, Baba Center, in our house. You should come sometime. For past 25 years, and God knows how many times we ran from wherever we were, San Francisco or Lake Tahoe, came there and nobody showed up. And we had a ball, Richard and I, because we showed up and Baba showed up. We didn't care. We weren't after numbers, like I never am here either. So show up. And divinity will show up with you. That's the commitment.
Do you have a knife to cut it with?
I'm going to eat it Indian way.
That's fine. it's going to be very easy for me, but some of those people are going to have a little challenge with that.
Suzanne, can you tell us about the cake?